From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Friday today. This one is the 5th of August. Good as always to have you here. And I got to tell you, it's tough to imagine a better setup for the next 4 minutes of this radio show than to say, man, are we glad that week's behind us. The debt debate yesterday in the markets, the July unemployment report this morning, and then today, late this afternoon, the big daddy Standard & Poor's making good on its promise to downgrade American debt. With that, here for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond are John Carney from CNBC and our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore live from the friendly confines of a very small studio in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let me ask you this, Heidi. What exactly did S&P do today?
Well, they downgraded the U.S. credit rating. It's like cutting our credit score. And we went from a triple A to a double A plus, which is more than people expected. People thought we'd just be a double A. And so the importance of this is largely psychological. We've always been a triple A country. But now that we are a double A plus country, that's what everyone else will be, too. I think everyone will just follow us.
John, you believe that? Everybody else is now double A plus because we're double A plus?
Basically, the reserve currency of the world and the biggest superpower in the world gets downgraded. Everybody else, every corporation, every country in the world is also downgraded. Remember, we're the country that supports people when they get in trouble. If our credit rating is lower, so is everybody else's.
What I hear both of you say, hold on, wait, what I hear both of you saying is no functional difference, Heidi.
I totally agree. The same way they say age ain't nothing but a number, credit rating ain't nothing but a letter. So
right,
I actually talked to Quincy Crosby, who's the chief market strategist at Prudential Financial, and this is what she said about the ultimate effect of all this.
When all is said and done, it is about, can a country pay its bills? The answer is yes, America will always pay its bills.
And we know that, and everyone else knows that, and so the credit rating is less relevant.
Yes, but hold on a second, because didn't we just go through this whole dance, John Carney, about us conceivably not paying our bills? And before you answer, I want to read you this from the actual text of the announcement. It says, S&P says, the downgrade reflects our view that the effectiveness, stability, and predictability of American policymaking and political institutions have weakened at a time of ongoing fiscal and economic challenge. John Carney, so does Washington get it now?
Well, you know how we were all super annoyed at how petty a lot of the political debates seemed to be? S&P is basically telling us, yeah, we're annoyed by that, too. But they're in fantasy land if they think this actually touches on whether or not the United States will pay all of its debt. That wasn't what the debt ceiling debate was about. The threat of default was always a phony threat. Remember, the United States government actually can print as much money as it wants. We can always pay all of our debts. That might cause inflation, but there's no, unlike you or I, who have to, you know, pay our bills based on what we earn, the United States government invents money and can never run out. So it's a phony risk.
Well, so Heidi, help me out here. Why are we going through all of this? I mean, come on, it's 9 o'clock on a Friday night in New York City. You guys have better things to do. And here S&P just dumps this thing.
Yeah, no, I live for this. I mean, I have nothing better to do. So let me correct you there. I think, you know, S&P was in a struggle with the White House. This is a huge psychological hurdle, and the White House tried to convince S&P not to do this. But if it has to be done, you know, this is the time to do it, because everyone's going to be talking about this today, tomorrow, Sunday. By Monday, they'll be exhausted, too exhausted to trade their stocks, and everything's probably going to be pretty calm, actually.
John Carney, very quickly on the way out, there was some back and forth this afternoon, as Heidi said, between the White House and S&P. About whether there was going to be a downgrade, not a downgrade, and there was a computational error, which is why this got held up a couple hours?
Hugely embarrassing to S&P. It really, to my mind, undermines their credibility. Why would you trust a ratings agency that apparently made a math error in the, you know, did they farm this out to the summer interns? What could have happened there? I do think that what we'll find out in the end is that there was a debate, not an error, that S&P said the budget will be, you know, the budget deficit will be X amount. And the White House said, no, our government numbers say a different amount. Yeah. I don't think it was a straight out mistake.
John Carney from CNBC, Heidi Moore in New York City. All right, you guys, the weekend is now officially upon you. See ya.
See ya. Thank you.
Upgrade the weekend.
That's right.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.